traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I call him all the time. I get like 1 out of 10 times the answers. I'm like 0 for 7 on Mike.
Everybody says that. Everybody says that.
People say he's a clout chaser, but he's never picked up my phone call, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But are we ready? Because, bro, everyone's still just yapping up.
Hey, shut the...
I don't care. I got my... What is this? What is this, Bloody Mary? Why would someone drink this alcoholic ketchup? Why would someone drink this at 1 p.m.? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Las Vegas. Welcome back to Impossible, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you for watching, viewing, listening, subscribing, whatever, however you view and digest this podcast. We love you. We have a special guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Beast.
What up, everybody?
He's number one.
Thank you for having
me. You're goated, dude. Like, you're the guy.
I love it. And I literally just walked in this room. We haven't even talked.
No.
Just dabbed me up. I sat down, and here we are.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Jumping right into it, dude.
I
didn't even know you were going to be in Vegas. What a privilege. We get you in Vegas for an hour.
Well, I'm here for a charity poker game, and then Reed was like, oh, there's this WWE thing. And I was like, okay, that sounds
fun. Oh, so you're going to SummerSlam tonight?
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. Oh, fantastic. It's right after this?
Yeah.
See, I just do as I'm told, bro.
Yeah.
Show up here and go here, and then I'm there. So we're here now.
Interesting.
We should say George is still missing as well.
Oh, no, actually, George said he wasn't coming because of me. For whatever reason, he just fucking hates me.
Replaced by Mr. Beast. No, he missed his flight. He couldn't get on the plane. I was reaching out the window, and he didn't make it.
He didn't know that this was going to happen. You ended up playing poker last night?
I did. I want to play you in Heads Up sometime today.
Like Heads Up 7-Up? All
right, Heads Up Poker.
Oh, what's Heads Up Poker?
It's just one-on-one.
Oh, I see. What? Bro, I don't have any problems.
I know. I just want it.
He comes in, he goes, thanks for inviting me on your podcast. I want you.
We played poker one time with a bunch of YouTubers, and he was actually pretty good. And I don't know. I just have this weird desire to play him one-on-one.
You know why I'm better in real life? Is because I'm an actor. Like, I'm a good bluffer, you know?
Yeah.
You got a good poker face?
Oh, yeah. I love poker. I actually played Phil Hellmuth or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he won 14 times in a world championship. And I beat him 4 times in a row last night. So.
You're definitely the type of dude that can do like whatever in life and be very good at it. Poker, dude, like you could probably be one of the best poker players in the world. Well, literally, if you just decided to do so.
The beauty is if you don't give a fuck, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, true. It's also easier to not give a fuck when you have
hordes of money.
Endless money.
So much money.
Yeah. What do you guys want to talk about?
I want to ask you this. Speaking of money, are you a billionaire yet, bro? Like, it's like you're. Let's be honest. You're gonna be the YouTube's first billionaire.
Yeah.
Is it happened?
No. If I was, it'd obviously be paper. Like, if we do one of these companies like Beastburger stuff, because like actual cash, I'm probably the poorest person in this room because we just.
I doubt that.
Cash is grass, baby.
Yeah,
I doubt that.
If I make $3-4 million a month, they just spend it on videos the next month. Literally like have razor thin margins and just reinvest it all.
That's wild. Is that ever dangerous? Like, does a video ever not yield a return you're expecting where you're like, oh, this one hurt a little
bit? Yeah,
a
ton of them. Yeah.
Bro, you're spending $4 million on a YouTube video?
$4 million a month on videos, yeah.
I remember I bought Evan a Rolex once for like $20K.
And I remember that vlog.
Yeah, and I was like,
can't believe it.
Damn. I spent $20K.
Well, and the thing is, like, as long as you're reinvesting everything and you're constantly innovating and adapting, it's pretty hard to fall off if you're like putting in the effort and stuff.
Easy
like
for
that.
You to say, dude. All you do is put in the effort. You're a workhorse, and even when you're not working, like, you started taking those like therapeutic late night walks.
Yeah, I call him all the time. I get like 1 out of 10 times the answers. I'm like 0 for 7 on Mike.
Everybody says that. Everybody says that.
People say he's a clout chaser, but he's never picked up my phone call, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm so bad with the phone, man. I'm so bad. And I probably lose as a result.
Yo, someone clip that and tweet it. That's
funny.
Probably the funniest thing
that's funny.
I've said all week.
That's funny.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh. The joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
That's a grade A joke, dude.
Yo, you just actually had your most viewed video ever, right? Yeah. Is that true, the solitary confinement video?
Yeah, it just passed, but... what up, doggo? Sorry, like, I know you asked me a question, but this adorable dog wants attention. The video where I buried myself alive is about to quickly pass it. That video did 100 million views in 90 days.
Can I ask you something about that video?
Yeah.
Jimmy, I watched it to completion, as I do with most of your videos.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. To completion, by the way. Like, watch time, you got it down. You got me hooked.
Let's fucking go.
You got me hooked.
Literally, that's the best compliment you could ever give me.
Bro, your watch time's high, my friend.
I'm going to get a fucking boner.
The buried alive one.
All right,
are you
enough?
Fucking can we get him out of here?
Or do you want him in or out? Oh, he's actually he's spazzing today, dude.
He wants some screen time.
And some Bloody Mary. The buried alive one. I had this idea in my notes, like, forever when I was doing vlogs. Mm-hmm. And then whenever it actually came down to it, I go, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could, like, the claustrophobia, and I'm not even claustrophobic, right? Yep. The confined space. Like, did you have a panic moment that you didn't put on camera?
I'm glad you asked. Also, am I looking at this camera or that one?
That guy.
That one. Yeah. Let's fucking go. So, with Buried Alive, I am a very claustrophobic person. Like, I am, which is why everyone told me it was a bad idea. Like, even if, like, my girlfriend just lays on me for 5 seconds, I start to freak out.
No fucking way.
Yeah. So, leading up to it, I would have to sleep in a coffin in my garage some nights to, like, train myself. And, like, after a while, I just kind of got used to it. But at the start, like, I would lay in the coffin. We have one in my garage at night. And they'd close it. And I'd be like, you know, and I'm not even buried alive. But then after a while, you kind of just get used to it. And if you just accept in your mind, like, nothing's going to happen, then
the safety thing. Did y'all do calculations based on the weight of
everything?
What I was worried about. I was like, damn, I'm going to be buried under like 10 feet of falling dirt.
Yeah, it was basically like 2,000-3,000 pounds of dirt. I mean, it was like 9 feet under. So we hired an outside company to build it because I didn't trust myself building that. We consulted with David Blaine, who buried himself alive for like a week. And like the coffin in the video cost us like $243,000 to make.
Oh my God.
But that thing, you could have buried me under 200 feet of dirt and it wouldn't have mattered.
That's a house in rural Ohio.
I know, just for a coffin.
Yeah,
for a coffin.
And by the way, what do you do with something like that after you use it?
I just have a coffin. If anyone's trying to bury themselves alive, I have a coffin.
He has the world's strongest coffin.
Dude,
this thing will never, ever collapse.
The thing is, like, we could have built a coffin that was just like steel, zero issues, but it's a better content if it's glass, so you can see through it. And 100%. That's what fucked with me. It's because, like, the entire coffin was glass minus the corners, so I could just see like thousands of pounds of dirt for 50 hours straight just there, and the only thing separating it from me is like glass like this.
I feel like that actually would have been my one saving grace.
What's the glass?
Being able to see
the glass. Yeah.
True. Yeah. Claustrophobia wise, that helped, but like literally the entire time, like, this dirt could just fall on me.
But even like, say, like, I was worried about the oxygen too. I'm like, dude, if he just runs out, like, if the oxygen thing
we had an oxygen pump.
I know, but still, dude, what if, like, someone steps on it and, like, oh, shit, we actually cut Jimmy off.
Chandler and Carl are like, oh, what if we just step on it?
And by the way, your friends are the type of friends that, like, accidentally step on your oxygen supply while you're buried underground.
Yeah, well, and speaking of them, they were, like, they were playing music to the speakers. They were peeing on the, like, above
that
the
was
ground.
Funny.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah, they're so weird, but that's what I love about my
Hell
boys.
Yeah, bro, your friends. Are they here?
Yeah. But they stayed up super late last night playing poker.
So do we.
Yeah. Same as well, but...
How late you stay up?
Probably like 3 or 4. I bet you beat me.
7 a.m. here, yeah. Hit the
sunrise, we had a wild ending to our gambling.
Oh,
too.
Whoa!
Wait, you gambled without me?
Yeah, a little bit. LP, so listen to this. LP was down... LP was down racks on blackjack. And he has...
You're high-stakes gambling without me?
Well, we'll do it again tonight.
Okay.
He has one... dollars left in one chip, yellow win chip.
I'm down. I'm like,
and you put on another.
Throws it on 11 black, and I go on it with him. 11 black, bro.
Back in the game.
That's funny. Yeah, like I said last night, I played a heads up with someone. I turned 10 grand to 50.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's fun. And then I went to the roulette table and I wanted to put it on black, and they're like, you can't do more than 10 grand.
How annoying is that?
Yeah.
I'm how like, annoying is that?
I was like, here.
Take
I,
my money.
I, exactly.
Take, or not.
Maybe I literally was so close to being like, can I just give you 30 grand of this so I can bet? Just out of spite.
You can call and have like a host set
it's,
up.
It's in my
notes. Where? I'd like.
Chase can help you.
It's, no. Listen. It's in my notes literally to talk about like how hard it is to actually gamble in Vegas. Because we were talking about this at dinner, dude. Even if you beat the house odds, you have to beat the odds again at the casino with like the betting limits. There's so many parameters they put in place exactly. that you have to beat. Even if you beat the odds of the game, that if you even if you win too much, bro, they're like, yeah. you're too lucky. Get out of here.
Get out. So
they'll kick annoying. You out. We've been kicked out before because we keep really? Winning. Yeah, of course.
Wow,
it's gonna happen.
And that's even if you can get your money to begin with. We'll sit at the table for an hour with them while they look at the money and they're like, we need 46 different forms of ID. They told. Last night they're like, you don't look like you're from this area that's on your ID. Like they argue with you, they don't want.
They didn't
you to,
accept his Puerto Rican driver's license. A territory
that was,
of the United States
that was fucked
because
up.
They didn't think Puerto Rico was a part of the United States.
Yeah, they said Puerto Rico's not the U.S.
No, I know, but they didn't know that. Which I mean, it's not.
Put him on blast. What was that guy's name?
Philip.
That's funny. I one time came here with $100,000 in $5 bills. And no casino in all of Vegas would accept it.
No way.
They all said no one's ever brought $100,000 in $5 bills, and they just thought it was fraudulent. And I was like, I'm a YouTuber. Here's me giving this random guy $1 million. And they're like, still, no one should have this many $5 bills. This is fraudulent. And they just literally, they wouldn't take it. And so I had to like just, I was like, well, can you at least hold it back there?
Dude. Did you tell them that you said Logan Paul for 24 hours straight and see if that changed anything?
If I told them that, maybe they would have taken it. That was probably the game changer.
What is your process? How do you come up?
It was cute at first. Oh, he's here.
Do you guys cut stuff out?
Nah. Oh. No, we keep pretty much everything. What's your process, man? How do you come? Because, you have the most insane concepts on YouTube.
And they're getting crazier. It's like everyone beats the last, which at a certain level is almost impossible to do.
Yep.
Or is it?
No, it's not.
So tactically, how do you get there? And I hope somebody on our team's taking notes as you say this.
Well, you can't just hand it all away. But the biggest thing is everyone's like, oh, well, does the money just keep going up? Well, there gets a point where it's not profitable or whatever. But there are multiple levers, right? Like doing things like Buried Alive, that's not me giving away money, but that's a way you can elevate it. And so like you can elevate your content by being more creative, spending more money, putting in more effort.
Yep.
And there's like all these different things. And so like one of those just has to be going up, not all of them, each video. And if you do it that way and strategic, it's easy to constantly innovate.
You're extremely diversified.
And the type of content. Yeah, exactly. Because that's the thing. Like,
well, it's not even just in content, bro. Like, you have so many different businesses.
Let's talk about that shit.
Well, let's say you lose money in a video. You're like, well, Mr. Beast Burgers is popping off this week.
Exactly.
And by the way, it is. Yeah. Like that, and that's one thing which I find incredible.
Let's talk about it. Beast Burger is crushing it. Dude, it's doing better than I ever imagined.
How many kitchens you got?
We're over 1,000. And we're breaking ground in our first physical one.
And so you can order it on any like delivery
Postmates.
Okay.
Or through our app, which that, I don't care if you guys do it. I'm not trying to sell promo, but like when people download our app, like that's where you get all the data. You can send out notifications every day around dinner time, reoccurring sales. Like that, if you do a virtual kitchen, virtual restaurant, like having your own app is pretty OP.
Such an interesting thing. So I was in Puerto Rico, got some Beast Burgers.
Really?
Yeah. It like made sense to me, which is weird, right? Yeah. Like I got my Beast Burger, right? You originate on YouTube, and I was like, oh, I like this. This is like now a part of his brand.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see you like successfully do it, right? And now it's like a major vertical for you.
And here's the way I look at it. If something like fucking Five Guys or like there's like some like Bob's Burger Palace we just walked past on our way over here can be successful, like why can't Beast Burger? I saw a total of like 3 people in Bob's Burger Palace and it looks like the weirdest logo ever. And so like I just don't see, as long as we have competitive prices and the food tastes phenomenal, which I think it does, I just don't see why it won't work.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And so like what's interesting too is like, before I even promoted it, we were doing pretty good sales because a lot of people, when they open up Uber Eats or Grubhub, they just, they're like, oh, it's that guy from YouTube.
Yeah.
And they try it out. So it's a lot of like sales from that where it's just basically like free promo. And it's like, so like having a virtual restaurant, it's like having a billboard in these delivery apps.
Why did you think that was going to work?
The virtual restaurant?
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't know what to expect.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. We got
shout out Reed. No, because that one seemed like a bit of a gamble for me. Like if someone's like, hey, do you want to do virtual kitchens? I'd probably land on no.
Well, and the whole gamble was the video. Like, that video is going on that is about to get 100 million views.
Yeah,
but
okay.
If that flopped and got like 15, 20, and then it wouldn't be a fraction. Of
50, so, a 15 to 20 million if it view flopped. Flop.
Yeah, that.
YouTubers, what the fuck?
What is going on?
It is
on?
A wild. I'm glad you said that. If someone would have told me that 2 years ago, I would have punched them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Stop right there. We want to tell you about a great product. Our body needs electrolytes, plain and simple. And when we sweat fast, or diet, or just live our everyday lives, we lose them, leading to headaches, muscle cramps, and weakness. We need them replaced. Maybe we don't want a sugary sports drink to do the job, so we're here to tell you about Element, the healthy alternative to sugary electrolyte drinks. Each grab-and-go stick pack replaces essential electrolytes with no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, or any other junk. We all know the popular electrolyte drinks, and they're packed with sugar.
Elements help you get in your element.
This is the version that's actually good for you. They didn't pay for that.
They did not pay.
A great way to support your health and fitness lifestyle, strength training, recovery, or keto diet. In fact, Element is the exclusive hydration partner to Team USA Weightlifting and many Olympic athletes. So get your free Element sample pack. Element is your official go-to electrolyte drink. Drinkelement.com. You only cover the cost of shipping. The link is in the description. We love you guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Dude, your videos are getting... I was scrolling at your channel the other day. I'm like, this is... Bro,
disgusting.
These are getting more disgusting. Views than the Super Bowl. Yeah, every video. Every single one.
We're doing like 50 plus a video now.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then Gaming and React's both doing 10 million a video. So it's just like... And Philanthropy's doing almost 10 a video.
Gaming, React's, Philanthropy. And now you have a Spanish channel. Yeah. And Russian. And a Russian. Yeah.
Yep.
Russian
well, we're going to do the top 10 languages. Which that's a fun thing to talk about. So we started... dubbing, you can overplay clips, I don't care. Our video is in Espanol. And
so you hire a voice over actor to play your friend's voices.
Well, I hired some, we actually got some celebrities in Mexico.
Sick.
Yeah, that like play in some big movies. I didn't recognize any of them, but sometimes on our Spanish channel, people would be like, is that Jose from so and so? Yeah, so it like it adds a level. It's almost like if you did dubs here and you had like Tom Holland and people like that, do your dubs? Sick. People are interesting, more interesting. Sick. So I'm paying like crazy money for these dubs, but it's like working so well.
Sick.
And so, we just launched it. In the first month, it did 50 million views and we didn't really have to promote it or anything. Yeah, and people are loving it. Like the watch time's great. The audience is good. And so my main channel is 60% American and like whatever. The UK is like 10, 15%. But on my Espanol channel, it's 1% American. It's literally a whole new audience.
No way.
Yeah, and so these are people like... I'm literally number one trending in Mexico with videos that I uploaded 2 years ago.
It's so crazy because
nuts, dude.
Yeah.
When you know, just like observing the space, I always thought whether it's my content, whether it's your content, we're putting so much time and effort into these videos.
Yep.
And yet at the end of the day, there's only a certain part of the world can understand them simply because of their language. And I always knew, I'm like, there's going to be one of us who's not that lazy and has the foresight to actually translate these to the specific language. And it's going to pay off dividends.
It's been huge because we're doing like 4 million views a video on all re-uploaded videos. And I think like the Bear to Life video did.
Exactly. It's content you've already made.
Well, so now imagine that's Espanol. Now imagine if we're doing it in Russian, Hindi, Japanese, German, Portuguese, Indonesian.
Dude, you're gonna be the biggest star on the planet. It's literally, you're going to be the world's biggest digital star.
Yeah, because like America's not even YouTube's number one audience. It's India. There's more people that watch YouTube on a monthly basis in India than in America. And like they don't even have a way to watch our videos. Like, so if I start doing my videos in Hindi and they're like top 3 languages, like that's literally... Like, I'm actually reaching what I should be reaching in my videos.
Yeah. Do you think you're always going to stay family-friendly, clean content?
Personally, I don't mind. It's not one of those things where I'm like, oh, I'm selling my soul. Like, I mean, like, just not cursing isn't really the end of the world.
Yeah, I feel you. You're also, like, I think who you are is that of, like a friendly, fun guy.
Exactly.
You know, like you're not a degenerate like myself.
When it comes to gambling, yes, but...
which, by the way, that surprised me.
Yeah?
That's, I don't know, dude, like... You're very smart with your money.
The guy who just throws away millions of dollars on YouTube videos is a gambler. Who would have thought?
When you put it like that.
Well, he's got all the things. He's smart. He's competitive. And so a lot of that stuff ties into
Yeah, bro. He came on the show. He tried to fight me.
I want you.
Mano y mano. What is your end game for YouTube? Like, where does it end, bro? God. So you run every country. You're like the ultimate. Are you out of your mind, dude? You're the ultimate victor in every country. Like, then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you see yourself getting out of the space anytime soon?
No, never. I think YouTube's going to grow even bigger.
Like, of course.
Yeah, I mean, like, it, look at it. Like, 85% of the phones in the world run on Android, which has YouTube pre-installed, and Google obviously funnels people into YouTube. So I think in 10 years, YouTube's going to be ginormous, and I just want to be the biggest YouTuber in the world in 10 years.
Hey, Dylan, can you get this fucking dog out of here, man?
Someone just it's
literally, like, put him in a different room or say he's out of control right now.
I think he chewed on my shoes earlier.
Yeah. He's literally losing his shit, dude. And Danny's not here.
Yeah, this. I'm over here talking about my future on YouTube, and he's just like barking at the.
You know what I was thinking about?
Can't leave in the room.
Oh, hey, by the way, I have a really cool story that I wanted to tell before the end of the podcast. Just remind me.
Sure. No, let's do it now.
Okay. Cool. it's like, because I haven't done a podcast in a really long time, and something happened. I was like, oh, well, next time I'm on a podcast, I want to talk about it.
Let's do it.
So let me hook you with this. Okay. It's a story about the time I almost died. Oh, now you're
I'm hooked.
There we go. You're hooked as well.
I'm in.
Okay, so I got to give it a little bit of context. So basically, we filmed the video like 8 hours away. It was a normal video. We finished at midnight. All the boys slept well. We don't drink. We don't do drugs. We're just normal.
Yeah, good. Normal guys. Good Carolina boys.
So good night's sleep. We start our drive home. It's an eight-hour drive with me and like two of my other friends. And I'll get rid of the fluff, but like we're just listening to Joe Rogan's podcast with David Blaine. We're at the part where like Joe stabs him in the bicep. It's really, we're loving it.
Yep.
And I'm just listening, sitting there. And then my friend driving, which I don't even really want to name his name because I want to embarrass him.
Don't do it.
Yeah, he just says, "Can we pull over to a gas station? I don't feel too good." And I'm like looking at the road, and I turn and look to my left, and his head's just bobbling, and he's just like,
"Wait, is he driving?"
Yeah, sleep down the highway, and he's just. Like dead.
We talking about?
Like his arm just went limp like that. He just said
fell
that.
Fell asleep.
The guy driving the car?
Yeah. Sleeping.
He gave you one warning then fell asleep.
Well, it wasn't even like a warning.
Not even a warning. Just like, hey.
I don't feel so good. And then I look over and he's just like this.
Oh.
And so it's him driving. I'm just going to call him Andrew because I don't want to put him on blast. And then my friend Tyler is sitting behind him. So I instantly am like, this fucker fell asleep. So I grabbed the wheel. I'm sitting in the passenger seat. And I'm just kind of like keeping the car going straight. And I just yell, wake the fuck up. And I'm like yelling. Yeah. And he's not waking up. And a few seconds go by, and then Tyler in the backseat literally punches him in the head. His head just goes to the side and doesn't.
Knocked him out. He was gonna wake up and then knocked him out cold. And then,
what do you do when you're trying to wake up your friend?
Knock him out.
So we're just
hope
like
he wakes up.
Screaming, wake up as we're going down the highway. And like his foot though is still on the gas. So we're like slowly going a little faster. Now we're going like 80 or 85.
Hell yeah.
And I'm
now
just
it's getting
like,
interesting. What?
Exactly. And I have my hand on the steering wheel. I'm in the passenger seat. And this is a big car with like a console in the middle. So I'm like barely grabbing it. And I just like, Tyler, I don't think this fucker's going to wake up. And so.
Well, how long has this been going on at this point?
Like probably like 6 or 7 seconds. I mean, we're moving quick.
Okay.
He's like literally dead. And just like.
Okay.
And so I was like, I got to, you know, in my head, I'm like, I got to take his foot off the gas. But the problem is because there's a console and everything.
Of course.
To take it.
You have to move a 200 pound human who's, well, by the way, knocked unconscious.
Yeah, but not even that. It's like I can't touch his foot on the pedal without leaning below the wheel. And so I can't see the road. So I'm steering the car, but to take his foot off the gas, I have to put my head below the steering wheel so I can reach it. So I'm like driving. And I was just like, we can't go 100 miles an hour. There's cars everywhere. There's a fucking dude riding your ass. And I'm like, my fucking driver's dead. Can you just chill for 5 seconds?
Can you imagine being the car next to him looking over and seeing Mr. Beast like bobbing down under the steering wheel and the guy in the back's punching the dude in the head? Like, what did I just see?
Yeah, like, what? I know. And so I just was like, you know, I gotta slow this car down. So I was just like, fuck it. And I just put my head below the wheel. I grabbed his foot and just threw it off the gas. And then I look up and I'm like, oh, we're still going straight. And then, you know, I lean over, tap the brakes, look up. And I'm just doing that.
You're tapping the brakes with your hand?
Yeah, with my other hand.
Yeah. You're
smart. How else? It's the best play.
This is crazy.
I still have my seatbelt on. I can't reach over and unplug it. There's a console. It's like fucking choking me.
And homie's not waking up?
No, he's just dead. Like, literally, he's just
Wait,
like
is dead. He like actually dead?
That's what I was going to ask.
You said he's literally dead so many times.
Let me keep going. It's the wildest thing. I've never thought this would ever happen in a million years. And so I just was like, fuck it, I gotta get us off the road. You know how like on the side of the highway there's those strips you hear when you're like,
yeah.
So I just like, I leaned over, I had my foot on the brake and slowly like pulled off, and I could hear the strip on the right tire.
You were driving the car based on
the strip, the
on
sound.
Hearing the
yeah, because I couldn't really see. And then I heard it on the left wheels, and I was like, okay, we're off the fucking highway. I looked up to make sure, and then I just slammed on the brakes, and we're off. We didn't hit a car. We're just on the side of the highway, and so I think everything's over. I literally, the second I let off the brake so I can touch the put the car in park, which is like on my stomach in the console, he comes back to life. His heart starts beating again, which I'll explain what happened. And he just stomps on the gas. And I'm like sitting up, not with my hand on the brake anymore, because he came back to life. And because what he was doing was driving, he instantly started driving again. That was because it was just like.
So he floored it.
Yeah. And so I, like, literally, we're on the side of the highway. I instantly bend back over to touch the brake, but I was like, fuck, we could go right on the road and just get hit 70 miles an hour. So I just yoinked the wheel to the right. So we just slammed into a concrete wall. And that just stopped the car.
that'll do it.
Yeah, and then my head's like fucking bleeding, and I have marks everywhere. And Tyler just runs around and just rips him out of the car.
Yeah.
And then I lean up, put the car in park. And so to explain what happened to him is his heart just stopped beating. It just literally stopped beating. He has a rare condition.
No,
it's super rare.
Way.
So by all metrics, he was literally dead. And there's a dead man driving the car.
Oh, he was
so
literally
he actually
dead.
Was yeah. dead.
And then he came back.
Got it.
Did it, and then his heart stopped beating again.
How does your boy in the backseat feel about punching a dead man in the back?
Dude, he was freaking out. Like,
fuck him up.
The funny joke is like, my friend Tyler thought we were gonna die. And like dude, once he realized the punching wouldn't wake him up.
Get him. He's dead. No, fuck him up. That was our chance. Fuck him up.
Not only that, he was choking the motherfucker too.
Oh, God.
And like, when that didn't work, he's like, yeah.
Drive the car.
No, he's from behind him just like that. Yeah. Like, what we're going to see in WWE tonight pales to what Tyler did to the guy driving.
This poor guy, dude.
Damn.
So,
damn. And he was so hellbent on destruction when he came back to life, he's tried to kill him again. He's like, fuck Mr.
Well, actually, there's a good ending between those two, because when he, his dad's a paramedic, and he was taught, like, if people pass out, put their legs above their heart. So when he pulled the guy out of the car, he lifted his legs above his heart, and then that caused the blood flow and caused his heart to start beating again.
Will he ever drive again? Because he probably shouldn't.
Well, he got, so after that, our car slammed in a wall. I'm just bleeding in the face. And then the guy, after Tyler put his legs above his heart, started beating again. And he goes, can someone hand me a water? And I just said, fuck your water. You almost killed us, dude. And he doesn't know any of it. Because he wasn't, literally, technically wasn't alive. And he's just like, why are we here? What's going on?
And that whole ordeal was probably, what?
25 seconds.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's so crazy how quick all of the craziest shit can happen. Like, exactly. The real life, fast thinking scenarios, and you did the right thing.
If Tyler is in the passenger thing, see, I think we would have died. Like, honest to God.
Bro, you didn't panic.
I don't know where. Well, actually, so let me give you a second story. This is, which is weird as fuck. But when I was in Little League, my coach was driving me home. He stopped at his house to like go grab some stuff. I don't remember because it was on the way to my house. And so he just gets out, darts inside. He forgets to put his car in park.
Oh, God.
And I'm 10 Classic. Years old. I'm sitting in, like, the front seat, and the car just starts moving in his driveway. And I don't know what to do. I looked over, and I'm 10. I've never driven a car. And I know, one's gas, one's brake. But I'm like, I want to stop the car, but if I accidentally press the gas, I'm thinking we're just going to go through the house and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't do anything. And the car just hit the side of his house. And he was so mad. And I was dramatized for the longest time. I was like, Mom, I could have stopped it. And I just didn't know. And so when I saw him passed out, I was like, I'm not fucking up this time.
When you don't know what to do, don't do anything. So when you were 10, I'm not sure you did make the wrong decision. But you're 10 years old.
But
it's not
I
your
could
fault.
Have literally just reached over and touched the brake.
Or you could have accelerated through the entire house.
Yeah. Well, that's what
you like gambling, Jimmy. Did you not like it when you were 10?
True. And so, anyways, I got that flashback where the second I saw the dude pass out, I was like, not this time. I know what to
not
do.
This I won't make that mistake.
Which Tyler didn't have that trauma when he was 10, so I don't think he would have acted the same way I did. Because I replayed that scenario so many times in my head when I was a little kid.
Are you about to cry?
Are you crying
I am.
Right now?
It's weird. Whenever I like yawn, I tear up. I fucking hate it. If this happens to you, please comment. It does.
Oh, it's like a thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you. I'm like,
I know.
He's like, when I was 10. You know, the car hit the side of the house.
No,
my coach didn't start me.
Right, now I'm insecure about it.
No. Did that, did this last one, because you were moving pretty fast, that had to be scary. Does that, like, Does that fuck with you at all? Like, does it change your outlook at all? Do you think a little bit differently after that, or like, or
a little just, bit? Yeah. I was like, damn, like, I didn't even hit 100 million subscribers. I don't want to die yet.
Is everything? But,
let me give an ending real quick. And for like a few weeks, they couldn't find what was wrong with his heart, and then they were just doing tests. It was like the fifth time, and his heart just stopped in the middle of the test, and the thing went flat. Oh, and shit. Then they were like, oh. And they just did surgery.
Oh, wait, so they didn't know he had a...
Probably, no. The paramedics and everything were just like, there's nothing wrong with him. His, like, white blood cells, everything's normal.
So this accident actually led to the discovery of this heart?
Yeah, and he probably would have died. Yeah.
There you go. That's probably why it all happened.
Maybe. There you go. You know, they just had to almost kill me for us to find out. but then they just put a pacemaker in, now he's fine. If his heart stops, the pacemaker just kicks it back in.
Okay. Cool. So drive that car. Get behind. Yeah. Get back behind the wheel, baby.
He's not allowed to drive a non-Tesla for the rest of his life.
Somewhere, sorry. Tyler's just waiting for that pacemaker.
Oh, wait. Actually, I swear to God,
he's like, the second he drops, I'm gonna punch the shit out of him.
Me and Tyler were joking because, like, if he didn't wake up, they would have thought it was attempted homicide because he's like fucking bruised on his head from us wailing. And it looks like we just jumped him on the road.
Can you imagine that headline? Mr. Beast is under arrest for vehicular manslaughter assault. I don't even know what it would be called.
People just be confused why you beat up the driver.
Exactly. We're going to be like the FBI or whatever. It's going to be like, so why were you guys punching him? We're going to be like, sir, he just died. And he's like, his blood levels are normal. His white blood cell. He has plenty of sleep.
You gotta believe me.
And I'm like, officer, he just died. I don't know how to explain. And he's like, people don't just die. You clearly punched him.
Yeah. Did he see heaven or no?
He said he literally. He remembers saying, "I don't feel so well," and then just blinked, and then he was on the ground on the road.
That's it.
Yeah.
No heaven.
He didn't remember anything in between.
Easy champ.
What are you thinking?
He didn't go far enough. He was on his way to heaven. He got rocked in the back of the skull and took him back down to earth. He was on his way up and he just got clipped.
Oh, fantastic, dude.
We interrupt this program to bring you another word from our incredible sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form, and it's at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in discreet packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. So if you can benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Back to the show.
That's funny.
Damn, man. So almost dying, bro. That's crazy. Yeah. You could have made a YouTube video out of that. Why'd you use it on our show?
I mean, I don't really know. Like, dude, what channel would I do it on?
I don't know.
Exactly. I like, literally right after it happened, I was like, next podcast, I'm telling this.
And would you ever do like a super authentic behind the scenes Mr. Beast type?
Yeah. A little thing. Bit. The only downside is a lot of people copy my every move. And like, I've spent 5 years building how we do everything. And like, I've spent tens of millions of dollars fucking up so I can learn from it and like hiring and how we do things. And then for me to just show the thousands of creators coming for my neck exactly how I do everything would literally shoot them like
not that years. Not that how I'm talking about. Yeah. Don't give
but
away
everything,
your IP.
Everything we do behind the scenes is like,
no, bro, but I want to see like,
come to where we do it. Like any YouTuber I ever collab with, they always leave and they're like, oh, everything makes a million times more sense now. Like, I know what I should do.
Oh, okay. Like it's cheat code.
Yeah, basically.
If you want to be a successful YouTuber.
I've literally been hiring and building systems for like the last 4 to 5 years now to like perfect how to like make a viral video. Like we have it down to a science.
Yeah.
So then like, if you just see it, it's like, oh, now I know what to do. And it's easy to replicate it. But figuring it out took forever.
Absolutely.
He told us about it a couple years ago when he was on the show for the first time.
Yeah.
He had it down to a science then.
Yeah. How many subscribers was I on back then? Wasn't it like
X Games
million?
Mode? I don't know. What are you at now?
Just shy of 70.
Oh my God.
That's insane. That is insane.
70 on the main, 20 on gaming, 10 on reacts, and then philanthropy and shorts are both hit 10.
You're wild,
and
bro.
And he's doing like a billion views a month total, right?
Well, we did that in March. This month's probably like 700 million.
What are you most excited about?
Most excited about?
Yeah, right now.
I just YouTube. It's never really. I mean, it's like weird because everyone always tells me eventually you'll get burnt out, but it's just YouTube. That's what gets me up in the morning, and that's what I live
and,
for.
And it always has.
Always has. It hasn't changed.
Even when you were just saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah, exactly. And since I was 13, I've been obsessed and it just won't go away.
Bro, this is what, okay, so I've said this, like when you were doing those videos, definitely I was like, yo, this guy's
a fucking idiot.
No, I was like, this guy's interesting, like, but I'm mad at myself for not knowing that any person that was willing to put themselves through that type of mental distress could literally do whatever they wanted and is probably going to like make it and figure it out.
Yeah.
You're a special one, bro.
Thank you.
But you're most excited about YouTube, but like any of your business stuff, like, and even like, I know you're big into crypto.
Yeah. Crypto's been killing it, man.
Especially for you.
Agreed. I mean, you've been doing pretty well as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like the space. I remember you called me, maybe like 8 months ago and you're like, yeah, you go, yeah, just put $1.5 million into Bitcoin. You know, I'm pretty excited about it.
Let's fucking go. Yeah. I'll show you my portfolio after this, but I also, so me and Logan both bought punks. You guys will probably see on his Twitter that he bought a bunch of crypto punks at the same time, right?
Yep.
When Gary pulled us
in
that call.
Yep.
So have you ever told that story?
No.
Gary V, it's like fucking 11 p.m. just out of nowhere, just calls me and he's like, yo, I got like 30 people to call, hop in. I'm like, I don't care. He's like, it'll be the best decision of your life. Just get in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And so I just joined the call. And I just see like Logan and I don't even know these other people. I'm going to put them on blast.
Every heavy hitter you can imagine who's worth $1 billion was on this one call. And Gary V is in the little corner, the little square. He's going, CryptoPunks. It's going to be huge. It's going to be the next Facebook. All of us were like, okay,
everyone's
Gary.
Judging. I'm texting Logan. And I'm like, is this legit?
Bro, all of us are like, yo, Gary's nuts. Yo, Gary was right again.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
We got to keep the story going. So there's like all these like very successful people in this call. And Gary's just like, everyone shut the fuck up. Here's what you're going to do. And you're going to do it right now. You're all going to buy a bunch of CryptoPunks. And we're all just like, he's like, who here owns one? And like one guy raised his hand. And it's because Gary bullied him into buying it the day before. And we're all just like, are you sure, Gary? And we're asking questions. And he's like, just buy it. I was just so pulled by his like conviction that I bought a bunch.
Wait.
Yeah, I bought quite a few.
How many?
I don't want to say, but
you have to.
I bought multiple ones. Yeah.
Well, bro, are you in double digits, punks?
Just shy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So imagine he just said 60. Three zombies.
I bought like 8 of them and they did pretty good.
And any zingers? Any like real special ones?
I had some that like whatever, 20-30x.
What's
bought a lot with like the cigarettes because I thought that was an interesting attribute. And those did pretty well.
What's another characteristic that, like, what's your rarest characteristic punk?
Well, I've already sold quite a few of them, so
What? He's on to the next thing.
I bought a bunch of, so then I rolled the money into V Friends because Gary, same thing, called me. He's like, V Friends. I was like, I don't fucking know, but last time I made money, sure. And I basically sold them all and moved the money into V Friends.
Can I ask you guys a question? When Gary does that call with all these billionaires and 8 months or a year later, everybody's like, Gary was right again. Is it possible that he's right because of the call? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think about that.
Like,
a lot.
Dude, he has all these billionaire market makers in the thing.
I think about
he makes
a lot.
The call, makes the market. By the way, you look around at all the punk owners a year later and you're like, damn, it's all the same motherfuckers that were on the call.
No, because, bro, there's 10,000 punks and there's only like 30 of us on the call. We can only own and do so much. There's still an entire market that's going to happen regardless.
Right. I can tell you, I don't think why, because that was all back like early February. Like, things didn't pop off till later. And every like NFT project was popping off, not just punks.
I mean, make no mistake, like having such influential people involved in projects, it can't hurt the ability for the project to
but like,
work.
You know
what I'm saying?
95% of those people didn't even mention it. You know what I mean? Like, I've never talked about it publicly.
Right.
You into like NFTs in general or any other projects that you're excited about?
I mean, I'm mostly a Bitcoin holder, but you know, just it's fun. I literally just like once a month, I'm like, Gary, what NFT should I buy? And then I just buy what he tells me.
So Gary called me and I'm a collector at heart, which is like why I like the space. I like just like
the Pokemon guy's a collector.
Exactly.
Who saw that coming?
Exactly, dude. And so Gary called me and we have these talks, like we talk probably every other day at least.
Yeah.
And he called me like a month ago. He's like, Logan, I promise you, like, I know you, you're a smart kid. If you play this right, like I know you can, like you do with Pokemon, the NFT industry, you can make $250 million. And I go,
how do you not, I go, like, perk up?
how is this? But he's never wrong, right? So that's where I started.
Yeah.
And then, bro, the other day, I got the idea.
Yeah.
And I want to run it by you. Not now, off the podcast. But I'm pretty sure I had the most revolutionary, monumental piece of IP in my head. And I've been I can't sleep for the past, like, 2 days.
So, like, for making your own version of Punk?
No. Just a really, really special NFT project.
Interesting.
With.
All right, so that's it for this episode of the Pulse.
No. I just think there's so much room for innovation and growth. And bro, obviously I value your mind. And, like, one thing we kind of do, but I don't think do well enough, and you've always been on this kick,
I love how he gasses you up. It makes you feel so good.
No, but he's serious. So
is collaborative amplification. Mm-hmm. Like, you're so good at that, right? Just, bro, on your walks. You do your hour walk at night. You go, I'll just scroll through my contacts and call someone, see how they're doing, pick their brain a little bit. Like,
exactly.
So much to be learned.
Yep.
And you're so good at that.
And the thing is, like, that's what's sad is because so many, like, small YouTubers, they see it as like, oh, I don't, like, I see this all the time. Like, a guy with 1 million subscribers will learn something new and they'll be like, oh, I don't want to teach my friends. Like, they'll compete with me. It's like, you dumbass motherfucker. You pulled less views in the last 3 years than, like, I know people have on a single video. Like, yeah. You teaching him isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're so, like, caught up in, like, not sharing things and being secretive that, like, it's like, you can, I don't know why this thing keeps rotating, but I'm a hand talker.
We'll stop here. I feel you.
Okay, is that fun?
Technical,
so, like, imagine a world where it's,
wait.
Here. Did you? But it's just.
Also.
Yeah. Wait, did you say also?
You want to just hold it?
Nah, well, I wanted to use
my hand. He wants to demonstrate. Oh, he wants to demonstrate.
He's Italian.
Yeah, can you tuck it into that plant?
Okay, there we go. Is it nice, good now? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, imagine a world where you have, like, three friends, and, like, when friend number one learns something, he teaches the other two, and friend number three fucks up on a video and he teaches you guys, and you're all coming up together.
Yep.
Whereas if you're separate, you have to fuck up every single time. You know, so, like, if you each make 100 fuck-ups, you could be, like, 300 fuck-ups deep in learning.
Yep.
But if you're separate, you're only 100 deep.
How often are you asking for help? Because I realize
every
this,
day.
when you open the door to me for, like, hey, let's just, like, bounce things off, I definitely, like, took advantage of that, which I want, like, I don't
rule
ask
number
for
one
help.
Is you got to give more, or give at least what you take. And if you do that, people will always teach you stuff.
Say that one more time.
You got to give at least what you take from someone. Mm. Which, in the YouTube space, is pretty easy for me because I can just teach people anything. And then I just hope to learn one thing from them.
So are you, you're just constantly asking questions?
All the time.
Really?
That's the only way you can ever stay on top is if you're constantly learning. If you're always learning, reinvesting every dollar and basically working 10, 12 hours a day. Like, I just don't see a world where someone can compete with you.
Mm. A lot of people don't have that desire to learn and then apply the information that has been learned.
Which is fine. I mean, like, some people do YouTube for fun. Some people do it just to pay off their mortgage of the house. Like, everyone has different goals. But if you really want to be the best in the goddamn world, it's like Michael Jordan says, you're not trying to get 1% better. You're trying to get 1/10,000% better. And if you do that every day, like, it adds up.
We don't want to play the game. We want to change the way the game is played.
We want to dominate in a way, yeah. As in a non-arrogant way.
Yeah, I feel you. It's insane, bro. Are you most bullish about the digital space or some of maybe your more traditional investments? Some of your business savvy type tech startup.
I just YouTube. I think is the most surefire way. I mean, like, the businesses, I love them, and, like, I think Beast Burger will be massive, especially if we hit 2,000-4,000 virtual restaurants and we open hundreds of physical ones, but. Even at the end of the day, like, attention is so just powerful. You know what I mean? And, like, in a way, obviously.
Attention is powerful. Exactly. That's the thesis. 100%.
And so if you can, like, really, like, you know, just get big and just maintain it for a decade, like, it's terrifying.
Because if you could just get big and maintain it for a decade.
Well, no, he's right. Yo, I'm not going to lie. I've kind of gotten privileged to be on this wave recently. Like,
yeah.
Like, I love YouTube, right? But, like, I kind of found something else that I love right now that I'm pursuing. But people are paying attention to me, and there's a lot you can do with it.
Exactly.
And if you make good products or content, whatever you're making, media, commentary, if you have decent opinions,
yep.
people people listen. People exactly. People will stay interested in what you have to say.
Agreed. And that's the thing. Like, it's not so cut and dry. Like, you don't just have to gram videos. Like, arguably, you have a better way of going about it from a mental sanity standpoint, because you don't have to, like, constantly be in the grind. Like,
like this. But do I? Because I haven't stopped drinking for the past 2 months.
Some people would argue, you know, that being able to drink every day for 2 months and also, you know, still be relevant and do kind of what you want is kind of like the goal. Like, you know, you can basically do what you want and, like, as long as you're, you know, still boxing.
You're describing a functioning alcoholic.
Basically. Which thing, what time is it? And
You never even stopped from last night.
Yo, Mike goes legitimately for the first time in the car yesterday. He goes, I think you should check into rehab. That's what he said.
Well, no, I wasn't being serious. I just thought it was funny that
sounded pretty serious.
He always gave me so much shit and like made fun of me
He goes, I can't believe that I used to be a drug addict and now I'm watching my friend. It all happened to him right now.
That's funny.
But he's not. No, he's just having way too much fun. You need to pump the brakes soon. You'll pump the brakes soon.
Interesting. Another word from our sponsors. Look, we're all adults here, and some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy Nicotine is a company that was created to help nicotine users find a cleaner option and feel better about the way they consume nicotine. Their latest product is Slim Nicotine Pouches, which contain pure synthetic nicotine and provide the same satisfaction that nicotine users expect without any tobacco at all. Lucy Slim Pouches use newest technology for synthesizing pure nicotine in the lab. None of the tobacco, all of the nicotine satisfaction. They include both coconut oil and gum base to provide a soft, fluffy texture that enhances the flavor and doesn't dry out your mouth. And they come in three strengths, 4, 8, and 12 milligrams, with three exclusive and delicious flavors, spearmint, mango, and cool cider. It's 2021. Impulsive listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code Logan. Get 20% off your order of Lucy Slim Pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co and use a promo code Logan at checkout. Also, I do have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, be sure to use a promo code Logan. Back to the program.
I want
to
ask you a question. How invested time-wise and how much attention do you give to the business side of things?
Yeah.
Or because I know, because Reed's here.
Yeah.
Legend, monster. And you got, do you guys work, like, is he running like a lot of the business side of things and you're...
Oh, it just depends what. You got know what it. I mean?
Like the burgers, for example.
Yeah, it's usually he's doing a lot of the back end stuff. I just want to make decisions. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to go in there and study how people are working and figuring out a way to make things more efficient and stuff like that.
So you got a great team.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course. I mean, at this point, we have like five different channels and multiple different companies. Like, I can't realistically spend hours every day on everything.
Can I outline the one piece of advice that you gave me that I have yet to actually apply to my life?
Oh, I'm curious. What was it?
Okay, but I don't know if it's like a secret IP. Okay.
Yeah.
You hired a shadow.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, basically.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, if you want someone who can, like, if you're a YouTuber and you need someone who can, like, actually, like, do a lot of the high-level things, just pay someone to follow you around for 2 years and study everything you do. And after that, they'll be pretty good at, like, doing stuff for you.
What's better than one Mr. Beast?
An army.
Two Mr. Beasts.
Ten. Exactly.
So you hired someone. I found this fascinating because we were on a call one time, and I'm like, bro, my bandwidth is, I'm out. Like, I have nothing left to give. And you go, you know what you have to do? And this was the best decision of my life. You're like, a year ago, I hired someone to just literally just be my shadow. Follow me around, learn everything I do, ask me questions, get in my mind. Mind you, this person was, is a smart person.
Very smart,
capable, smart, like, and you're not your average Joe. But still, he learned and adapted to the ways that is that technical, nuanced, digital thinking.
Yeah.
And he's able to make decisions for you, and you know they're going to be right.
Exactly.
He's so, able to be you behind
so
the camera.
There's so much input. Like, you kids, like, every decision we make is, like, based on the thumbnail and title and content and, like, even things like knowing the factor that, like, greater lighting at the beginning has higher retention. If a video's a little bit darker, it's lower. And, like, you know, like, re-engagements and stuff. Like, there's like, thousands of inputs. And, like, someone who you just train up isn't going to get them all. But if someone follows you around, they, like, learn these thousand little things over the course of a year. So then, like, their, like, percentage of right decisions are so much more in line with yours because they, like, pick up. Like, if I tried to teach someone something, I wouldn't think of all these dumb little things. But they just come up occasionally, and you just learn them all the time.
So smart. Was there another, like, key decision in your ability to manage that maybe you remember?
I mean, there's so many, man. I've been doing this for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And the biggest thing is, like, when I started, I was 19, so I didn't really know much. But as I'm like growing and I'm hanging around more entrepreneurial people, I'm learning a lot, and I'm learning it's not.
How old are you now? 23?
23, yeah. I think it was, and last time we did this, I think I was 20. I wasn't even old enough to drink.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been that long ago. Probably 21, 22.
No, it was over 2 years ago.
What was this video? Over $1 million, 12 days of filming, 700 SD cards went into our upcoming video. I can't wait to upload it.
Okay. So that video, I basically put 100 people in a circle, and the last one to leave got $500,000. It's just a big circle, and the circle shrunk every day.
How do you make sure these people stay healthy and not... like, this seems like a liability, dude. This seems
Of course. If we were just dumb about it. So we have medics on standby. We have therapists, whatever they need. And
therapists.
Routinely checking in on them and stuff. And so, like,
imagine you get PTSD from staying in Mr. B's circle too long. I was there for 74.
But the thing is, everyone walks away with money. And on top of that, they can literally leave whenever. And so it's like, there's nothing that will force them to go past the breaking point. You know what I mean?
Are you sure? Because... sorry.
No, go.
When you did the one where the kids were touching the brick of $1 million.
Yeah.
I didn't know that humans could reach a level mentally.
It was only 39 hours.
Of standing?
Dude, 39 hours being awake? Isn't that crazy?
They do that in SEER training for the SEALs.
These kids were getting delusional. They were becoming blobs of themselves.
Blobfish. I bet you if you ask people watching this, 99% of them would love to put their hand on $1 million for a chance of it. Everyone, it's a cool challenge to push yourself. Let me ask you something. Like, I would do it in a heartbeat. It's fun.
Do you think you'd win? Would you win every? Do you know that I would win this?
I spent 50 hours buried alive. I counted to 100,000 for 40 hours straight. I've done so many dumb things. I don't care, and I'm so competitive. I would die on that $1 million before I lost. I just don't care.
Would you consider entering yourself in one of these competitions?
Yeah, the only problem for is one of your videos. I just don't want to win $1 million because then it looks like I'm stealing the money from them.
Don't take the $1 million. But I guess that ruins the shtick.
Exactly. Right?
You're gonna win.
I'm telling you, no one's beating me. And the other problem, which actually I probably will do it soon. I just gotta figure out how, like, it's like these videos are good because I'm narrating them, and I'm like, you know, if I'm just stuck on it, then like there goes like most of the video.
I want you to narrate Planet Earth one day.
Narrate it?
Yeah, yeah. I think you could be a David Attenborough replacement when the time is right.
Interesting.
You imagine this guy telling you about the penguins.
The penguins.
We gave these penguins $10 million. They had to stand in this ice block for the next 40 years.
And what they don't know is there's 5 polar bears rapidly approaching.
There's 5 seals in the surrounding waters.
And then they all get out, and I'm like, oh, these are just my friends. Fucking stupid penguins.
You have animals? You're a dog owner?
I got one dog. I adopted her. We adopted every dog in an animal shelter, and then I ended up keeping one.
Oh, that's right.
That. Yeah.
Oh, very
What kind
cute.
Of dog did you keep?
I honestly don't know much about the breed, but she was like very scared and terrified, and it's crazy seeing her a year later now where she just is the nicest dog and she loves playing with people. But when I first like got her, she would just like hide in corners. She was abandoned at a trailer park. She had like severe fungus and everything. She had a lot of problems.
You should have made one of those videos with it.
Yeah, and get copyright claimed. I used that song as a meme like 5 years ago, and they claimed the whole video, and it was like 1 second.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, now YouTube has it where you can cut it out, but back in the day, nothing was like. I did a video where I had everyone put, speaking of these videos, their hands on a Lamborghini.
Yep.
And I think someone sung a song or something, and it got claimed.
Oh yeah, we had an issue like that once on the show.
Yeah, but that video we sing a melody. They claimed it at the start, and that video got like 90 million views, and I didn't make a dollar off of it. I lost the Lamborghini, and I didn't make any money.
It's frustrating.
I know that was brutal.
Are you happy with the current state of YouTube? Because the last time you came on this podcast, I believe you. You said something like, don't quote me.
I loved I YouTube
you said
back
something
then.
Like,
and Logan's
fuck
like,
fuck YouTube.
He's like, do you hate YouTube? And I was like, fuck YouTube. And I was like, ah, just kidding. I love them. Yeah, and then the title's like, I hate YouTube. Here. So this time, you don't have to just make things up. I'll give you a title. The Time Mr. B Stumbles Died. There you go.
By the way.
Banger.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Hey.
As soon as you started telling that story,
I went,
this is it. And it took all the stress off trying to come up with a title. I'm like, yes. Caleb, we don't have to ideate for hours to go back and forth.
All the text
while I'm hungover in the morning like this. Caleb, figure out a title, bro. I'm hungover. Yeah.
Low-key, that did trigger me a little bit because I love YouTube, but I didn't want them to see it, not watch it, and think I hated it.
Bro, it's all clickbait.
Yeah, I know. I remember I called you like 2 days later. I was like, yo, can we think of a different title? And then I forgot to follow up.
I do this with all my guests. If they're like, yo, I don't like that title. We did it with...
Well, I guess I'm not privileged enough to get this experience.
We'll give you a title change whenever you want.
I'm kidding. I think he just forgot. It was funny.
Oh, was I supposed to?
Yeah, I asked you. I literally called.
Oh, really?
I'm in a Creator Games Battle Royale with like people shooting balloons. I'm like running around filming. And then I saw you upload it. I was like, yo, I don't want YouTube to think I hate them. Like,
and I didn't change
it? Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, what else do I do? I was like, I don't know, but I got to go film. And then we just never talked about it again.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
I'm doing this thing where I yawned. I'm not crying because of that. I'm just so annoying.
He's like, you didn't change the title.
The fucking title.
Yo, why do you do all this? What's the reason? Is it sheer competitiveness?
You like YouTube and everything?
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there to do in life?
Well said.
I mean, like, that's what gets me up in the morning. And I love it. I mean, I just like...
But why, though? But why? Is it the passion?
Literally, like, why did I start doing it when I was 13? And from 13 to 16, I worked, like, 1,000 days in a row, didn't make a single dollar. I love it.
Can you pinpoint why?
I mean, fuck. I mean, if you push me, you can probably pull things out. It's just... It's literally just, like, it's not like I have to, like, motivate myself or something. It's just what I do. I just wake up, and it just consumes me, and I just can't stop. And I've never been able to stop, and if I stop, I get depressed.
What's the most satisfying part of the process for you? Is it a successful video? Is it the feedback from the audience? Is it being the best?
It's really everything. Okay. Like, it's like I can't pin it to one thing. It's like being able to provide for my family, being able to employ my friends, being able to do crazy, cool stuff, having freedom, you know, the fame, the money, everything. Like,
all of it.
Everything that like I like all points towards just being a better goddamn YouTuber. And like it just makes everything that I want better.
Damn, PewDiePie right now shaking in his boots.
he's kind of just like not trying super hard. I mean, I still enjoy the videos, but they're, you know, like he's pretty checked out.
He also doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
He's coasting.
But that's, yeah. Exactly. And it's just still, like, I was still saying, and I think I said it last time on the podcast, like anyone else's position would be so arrogant, it'd go to their head. Like, I still appreciate that he's humble and he's not just like trashing on people. Like, if someone criticizes him, his initial response is that, hey, fuck you, I have 10 times your subscribers. You know what I mean? And that, like, I love about him.
Interesting. Have you met him in real life?
No. I was going to try to do something, but then COVID, and we're in, like, different countries.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Damn, so you're just in Vegas. You flew across the country just to gamble and watch WrestleMania.
Well, so I flew to LA to do a bunch of meetings. Oh, okay. And then on the way back, I stopped here for a charity tournament. And then Reed's like, oh, well, WWE's a few hours later. Let's
fantastic.
Just do that.
Yeah. So what's next? Like, this next upcoming week in the life of Mr. Beast.
Oh, boy. So let me think. The next video is I'm getting dropped off on an island with nothing and trying to survive 100 hours.
Wait. Let's talk about this.
Okay. He just shakes his head.
Actually, 100 hours?
Yeah.
With nothing.
I mean, I'll have the clothes. I think, so I'm going to do what they do in Naked and Afraid. They bring a pan.
You choose five things or something?
Well, it's like a pan for like boiling the water. And I'm going to bring sunscreen because I'm a bitch. And
it's fine. You should.
Yeah. Like, so that, maybe like one other thing, but yeah.
Do you know how hard this is?
Yeah. I've been on islands a bunch.
Logan took a chicken.
Did you have a lighter to start a fire?
Jimmy,
you're going with no food?
No food.
Or water?
We picked one that has berries and coconuts, so.
What's
that helps a lot. The coconut, yeah.
Wait, am I missing something? Did you try to do something
Yeah, I had a show called Logan Paul Versus, and one of the episodes, I'd go against the craziest fucking
gym. Where did that live?
Comcast's Watchable.
No one saw it.
I know.
Can you re-upload those to YouTube?
No, and I'll tell you why. Concept great, right? Yeah. Like me versus a fucking bear. Me try to like slackline across a canyon. In a demolition derby. Execution not so good, so I won't re-upload. But the concept was good. But anyways, this one episode, Logan Paul versus Wilderness, I did 48 hours on an island.
Okay.
Half the time you're going to do. I remember sitting under this log at night.
Yeah.
And I remember being the most miserable I've ever been in my life, Jimmy. When it's 3 a.m., and you can't sleep because all you hear are cicadas and animals that you didn't know existed, mm-hmm. and creatures that are just like purring in the night, and you forgot to put mud on yourself, and there's mosquitoes eating you fucking alive, and you cannot sleep. You're going to be like this alone on the island like this. Oh fuck! Maybe this was a maybe this is the one you don't survive.
I'm gonna
Jimmy.
Go
maybe
get
don't do this one.
I'm like, dang! I should have listened to Logan. That's what I'm gonna think about the whole time.
No, 100 hours? How are you gonna start a fire?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting training. If I can't do it with the wood, I'll probably bring a flint and steel.
Okay, my next piece of advice: do not use flint.
Really?
Take matches.
But matches are
you're
content. Flint and steel are better. It's
so hard.
Bro, look at this kid. Look at his face, right? He is unshaken by any of the things you just described.
No, look, you're going to get it done. I'm letting you know, you might be like, oh, this is hard. I remember being 3 hours. I'm not kidding, bro. I was striking flint for 3 hours. I go, this is not like the movies, dude. It's midnight on this island. I'm like, I'm crying. I'm sweating. I'm hungry. I'm like,
yeah, but that's good content. Yeah, it is. I got to be fucking miserable.
That's a long time, bro. Let's go. 100 hours is a long time.
I gotta be miserable.
I have noticed a correlation between me being miserable in videos and them doing better. No, I'm serious. Like, solitary confinement, most of your video, it just destroyed the Orbeez video. It's probably gonna get like 200-300 million views.
But you do, even in that video, dude, I didn't really feel, well, maybe a little bit. I didn't feel too much true terror.
Because I try not to like freak people out, but that was pretty brutal. Because they were just throwing alarm clocks in there in the middle of the night. And yeah, it's just like, just fucking gross in that room.
He's really doing it.
There's gonna be a. Do you think there's gonna be a moment where you like almost break? Maybe it's this video.
I mean, I have quite a few, but you know, you just
do so good of a job at hiding it.
Yeah, you just take a half a day off and then you're good.
He's a warrior.
A half a day. He goes, it takes 4 hours.
Yeah, just crank out like a season of anime in a night and then you're good.
Sometimes I will go lay down for 20 minutes and then I could go for the next year.
I mean, it's just, I just always try to think like if I was 100 looking back, like, and I quit, like I'd regret it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just have a forward thinking thing. Like, I'm going to live thousands upon thousands of days. Like, if I just got to suck it up for the next 24 hours, it's not the end of the world.
Do not ever fucking quit. That's the one, exactly. thing you can never, keep ever going, take always. Back, dude.
And I know like if I do slow down and just like ramp down for a few months for like a break or something, it would never get back up. You just got to keep riding.
100% foot on the gas, baby.
YouTube exactly. Don't like breaks. YouTube.
I'm the more like my personal momentum. No, on YouTube you could take breaks. Yeah, like sometimes we go a month without uploading the game.
Oh,
channel,
really?
And it's still fine. Yeah.
Yeah, you got that real clout.
Yeah. Well, you just like if you don't upload but you come back with a viral video, you're good.
That's my theory. That's why I'm not too interested in producing right now, because I know I have like two videos lined up, I think, before the end of the year. Zingers.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're good.
You're good. No, it's literally that simple. Like, I could like not upload on the gaming channel for a year, and then if we come back with a banger, it'll get 10 million views.
My last question, because I know we have to break.
Why do we have to break? What do you
mean? He's got to go to do some shit. But if you said you could take breaks on YouTube, a company just last week announced that they're going to start offering cryogenic freezing, so you can actually start to cryogenically freeze people with the belief that a future society could,
of course,
bring them back. Would you cryogenically freeze yourself in the next year?
No, but dude, I get cancer, 3 days to live, freeze me in a heartbeat.
Okay.
But
okay,
that, no, I mean, like, we're too young. Who the fuck cares?
The freezing thing's going to take a couple decades to develop. For something like that.
I don't want to be the test dummy. I want a few, like,
let's get someone else to be
exactly.
The
case. Let's see. Let someone get frozen. Let's thaw them out in 10 years. Let's see that. Oh, they're just dead.
Bro.
And then improve, and then I'll do it.
imagine like 50 years from now, they thaw out the first human they froze. He just crumples to the ground like Mr. Beast's friend driving the car. And you're like, well, fuck.
Tyler comes back in anyways.
And they just have
Tyler comes in. He's ashes.
Like, now's my chance.
He's ashes.
Tyler's going to laugh so
dude,
hard.
That dude just assaults all the dead people. Yo, but
we take Tyler through a cemetery. He just starts pile driving graves. And he's like digging them up so he can beat up dead people. It's like, Tyler, chill.
So many jokes to be made.
Oh my Damn. God, that's funny.
Maybe your boy with the heart condition will do it.
Maybe. He, I mean, now he's got a pacemaker.
That, if you do that for a video,
if you could freeze
I cryogenically
him,
froze my friend.
I spent 24 hours in ice.
The issue with the freezing is it needs to be instantaneous to stop all of your vitals, but not kill you, right? So maybe when your boy's heart stops and he was going to come back to life anyways, that's the chance.
Yeah. And so then in the future, they could just like do a heart transplant on his frozen body.
Absolutely.
500K full body. You could do a pet, I believe, for like two G's, a pet.
And we don't know if it works.
And then 80,000 for just the head.
No, I'm not doing that.
I don't know how you even pull that up. Like, cut my head off and freeze it. Like, how do you say that to a doctor? 80 G's.
I don't even want to think about that. That'd be so wheezy. Just envision them cutting a dead person's head off.
I guess you're about to die, and they can, I don't fucking know, man.
It's all complicated.
They'll figure it out.
Look, we got to go do the obligations.
Yeah. No, I'm having fun.
I know. This is good.
I know, bro. I'm glad we got you on at least a little bit.
Yeah,
bro,
how long did we go for?
Probably 55, 50.
Okay.
Fucked up thing about it is this will probably get more views than whatever you're about to do next, because Beast is on it. We should probably just keep rolling this. Say fuck the other thing.
You know, Mike, sometimes, believe it or not, it's not about the views.
Tell him that. Tell him that. Tell him
that. Wait, really? That's not the meaning of life? There are other things in life besides views on YouTube.
Absolutely not. Just kidding. Chase those views, kids.
And leave.
All right, guys, go unsubscribe to Mr. B's channel. Thank you for watching this episode of Impulsive.
Do not even say that. It's such a bad call to action.
No. Wait, I'm trying to think. Is there anything?
Yeah, do you have any other like pressing zingers that pressing we zingers. Should leave?
No,
on?
I mean, Mike's proving or showing proof that he's not a cloud chaser.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the time almost died. I mean, those are the two big things.
It's been good.
Eat your Beast Burgers, kids. Yeah. Get your Beast Burgers. They're delicious. We rated them. We rated them on the night shift.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
No problem.
Jimmy, it's always a pleasure. Yeah, we're probably gonna hang out tonight. Let's do something.
No, I'm putting them on blast here. Please, let's play out. Come on.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, I don't. I want to hang out with you, bro.
Oh, nice.
Cool, let's go gamble. Guys, thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Bye.
I hate you, George, for not coming.
Woo! Yeah, facts.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.